002, Thursday night. We're going to start from Yerushalmi, Perek Beis. In the art scroll, which is the Ois V'Hodder edition, this is going to benefit of the tape. It's on Yudal. We're going to start from Yudalit Amar Aleph. It's Perek Beis. Again, in Ois V'Hodder, it's either Halacha Hay or it's Mishnah Zion and Mishnah Ches. It's on the Mishnah of Oris V'Doichin going Basar Hashrosha. We're going to have a few blot now, as I said last week. Maybe this week I'll be explaining things better than I did last week. I was not happy with my performance last week. I prepared a little better. It's hard sugyas. It's not, it's almost like Piskei Halachas, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is almost. And it's not even about Shvius. So you don't feel like, it's really a Maseches Maisus. Yisugyas belong in Maseches Maisus, but that's the nature of learning. You know, if you want to learn Pesachim and you come across Rav Chanina Sagan HaKohanim, so you just have to learn Rav Chanina Sagan HaKohanim for a couple of blot, that's all. And that's how you acquire Talmud Bavli is Bavul Mikulam. So I guess Talmud Yerushalmi is also Mushlam Mikulam. So Yudalat Amar Aleph in the art scroll Gemara. The Gemara, I got more clear the drashas here. Amar Rav Ze'era, we're talking about, we'll assume that besides Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar, Dagon is of course the Chameshis Mine Dagon. Tirosh is either grapes or wine or both. Yitzhar is either olives or oil or both. So except for that, Maisrus, Trumas Maisrus is Rabbonon. And Rabbonon have to decide what year, what determines the year, what stage of growth determines what year it belongs to. It can be enough Gmina Lagabi which Maisr in year 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. I'm sorry, 5 and 6. 2 and 3 and 5 and 6. And of course it makes a difference Lagabi Shemitah. So what determines it? So Tvuah's Shlish and Peiros we're familiar with as Chanota. And if you don't hold like the Rambam, the overwhelming, virtually all Rishonim hold Chanota means, you know, when the Olah falls off and the ball, which is the fruit, starts coming up, that's Chanota. But, so the Mishnah talked about various kitniyas, and we saw Machlaikas Mefarshim, whether it's all kitniyas or just the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, you go Basa Hashrasha. Not Basa Shlish, not Basar Lakita, which is the case by a Yerek, not Basar Chanota, not Basar Shlish. It's like a new category, Hashrasha, when it takes root in the ground. So we're looking for a reason why, a source, Mechitesi. So we'll go back to, again, in the article, Yudalim and Aleph, and otherwise it's a few lines after the Mishnah. Amar Rav Ze'era. So Rav Ze'era is going to give us another reason. Tziv sheishonim tizra. Tziv sheishonim tizra sodecha. Sheishonim tizmor karmecha. V'yosafto es tvuasa. It's grabbed the posuk by Shemitah. It's grabbed the posuk by Shemitah. So, but the point is, shisha zorin, like a drasha, maybe it's an asmachta, if we're talking about maestros. Shisha zorin v'shisha asifin. Six plantings and six asifas. Loi shisha zarin v'shiva asifin. So what does this mean? So if you look at the Marafulda and others explain that these crops, oyrus doichin, frogin and shumshimin, a significant part of the crop generally grows a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah. Now, many of them, a significant portion of the crop, grows a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. That's what was confusing a little last week, and I went over the Marafulda and other Mefarshim. At this point, the Gemara considers that a significant part of these crops are maybe Shlish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, that they're planted whenever they're planted, and a third of its growth is after Rosh Hashanah, and a significant part is before Rosh Hashanah. So, therefore, if you follow the Shlish in determining the year of the Meiser. So that's called its Asifa. That's called when it's gathered up. That's going to determine, if it's determined what year crop it is by the Avoah Shlish. So that's going to be called its Asifa too. So it comes out that six plantings, why in the seventh year you don't plant. The seventh year you don't plant. So year one has one Zriya and one Asifa, year number one. It doesn't have the Asifa of the previous year, because the previous year was Shemitah, and there you didn't plant. So year one has, let's say the Zriya takes place Rosh Chodesh Siman, just for argument's sake, make up a month. So you have the Zriya and the Asifa of year one, because that's what the Mara Fulda speaks out. It was confusing to me last week. A significant amount of the crop brings a third of its growth, which determines its year. We're going on that side. If it would follow a third, then it comes out, when you plant the sixth year, right, one, two, three, four, five. Then you plant year six, but the year six has two Asifas, because a significant part of the crop brings a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, and a significant part of the crop brings its growth after Rosh Hashanah. So that's why you have a problem. That's why the pasuk's not so meduyik. Lo shisha zroen v'shisha asifin. Okay. So therefore, Chazal decided to go basa hashrasha. To go basa hashrasha, then you have six and six.
Why isn't the asifa something that was shorish in year six?
Because asifa is considered, we're calling asifa the year that, if it's a crop of year one, it's called the asifa is considered when it, whatever year crop it is, that's its asifa. We're gonna relate its asifa to whatever year crop it is.
Not when you do the asifa.
Not when you actually do the asifa. It's called the asifa when. The halachic, right, it's a year five crop. So that's its asifa. So if you go basa hashrasha, you have five and five. Now, the pasuk is by Shemitah. That means that this is like a real limud. Because that, these things to determine whether it has kedusha shviyas or not, you also follow hashrasha. That's you're the only one who did the oraisa. That means the pasuk's to be taken very seriously. Okay? Now, so the Gabi Meiser, it's either an Asmachta, because we're really talking about Meiser in the Sugya. So either the Gabi Meiser, it's either an Asmachta. Grada, the Yerushalmi and Meiser, which we're doing now Meiser and Art Scroll, it's Hashem. I hope we'll be out in English with Meiser by Pesach, maybe. Depends how busy it is. Grada, the Yerushalmi and Meiser, Perakalaka Lacha Aleph, implies very strongly that the Shitas Yerushalmi at least is that all foods are chayav and maisos with the oraisa, not just dogon tirish and yitzar. So then the pasuk is a oraisa legabi maiser too. But that's the point here. And mashenkein tvua, it reaches a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have the problem by tvua. So that's Rab Zeira's limud. Now Rab Yoina is not really arguing. Rabbi Yoina, I'm sorry, I'm Rabbi Yoina, we're going by him. Tvua, when I say tvua, I mean the Phoenicians, meaning dog. I'm sorry. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It reaches a third of its growth the same year that it was planted. That's what I meant to speak at. Unlike these things. So that's why you don't have the problem by tvua. So, because, okay, so by tvua you have six and six. Rabbi Yoina, he's just going to darshan it a little differently, but he's going to keep the basic idea that we see in this pasuk six and six, and the reason they went basar hashrasha and these things is because if you don't follow hashrasha, you're not going to have six and six. But Rab Zeira said you're going to have six and seven, because his perspective was to count the way we spoke it out. Okay, Rab Yoina. Vishita Lenon Yochlin Kaiman. We don't even have six. Now that's good if we don't have six. Because then the drasha is going to be, you don't have six and six, you have six and five. And that's a problem. Reb Zera said you don't have 6 and 6, you have 6 and 7. And that's a problem. Bishita leinon yochlin kaimen. We can't manage to find 6 asifas. Ella b'shiva. And you're talking about 7? That's the problem of the pasuk. Ella kini. But rather the limud is as follows. Shisha zroim. And we're going to go with the girsa of the Rasrulio and others, just not the Marafulda. Elakina shisha zroim v'shisha asifin. 6 and 6. Don't ask me how the Marafulda manages to explain this girsa, but he knows. But we're not going to go into it. But lo shisha zroim v'chamisha asifin. So what happened here? So Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish explains it. Chazanish is in Zion Yud Zion. If anybody's taking notes and wants to remember, Chazanish is in Shvius Zion Yud Zion. Also, the Yerushalmi from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Black Sefer, has in the back of each Masechta notes from his father, the Stipler. Hagos from Hagimul Reish Yud Yud, that's Yisrael Yaakov. And it's very pshat. It's like very short pieces, and it's a very pshat. So he says this also there. And Chazanish says it in Zion Yud Zion, that Rabbi Yonah's perspective is as follows. 2 points. First of all, he discounts the amount of the crop that brought a shlish before Rosh Hashanah, because it mainly brings a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah. So he's like, that doesn't even count, A. And B, the Shemitah, if you follow an asifa that would take place in Shemitah, since it's not a normal asifa, that's Kedusha Shviyas, you can't act like a balabos. In fact, there are shitas that you can't even do the asifa in the normal way. You have to make a shinui in the asifa. So an asifa of the 7th year is not properly called an asifa. That wouldn't count. So we just knocked off 2 asifas. Because the year 6 asifa, there is no asifa. Wait. No. There's no one. All right. So in year 1, you don't have an asifa because you didn't plant in year 7. So you don't have an asif in year 1. So everything is... So that's why you end up with 6 zriyas. You were zireya in year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you only have 5 asifas. Because you have no asifa in year 1 and no asifa in year 7. In year 1 you don't have an asifa because we're now discounting the crop that brought a third before Rosh Hashanah. It's an insignificant... The overwhelming majority of the crop apparently is afterwards. And we're not counting the asifa of year 7, which Zairi did. So Zairi counted both those asifas. So his problem was 6, but not 7. Rabbi Yonah is just looking at it differently. These are the 2 points of contention, according to the Marafold at least, and therefore end up with 6 and 5, or at least according to the Chazanish's explanation of the Marafold in Rabbi Yonah. Okay, so we end up with 6 and 5. So basically we end up with the same idea though, that because of this pasuk, Chazal decided to go Basa Hashrasha, or else it's not going to fit in with the pasuk. Now we turn to, what? Because it's always the same year. If you go Basa Hashrasha, it's as soon as you plant it, 2 weeks later there's a Hashrasha. So you have year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You have a Zriya and you have a Kvius of the year, which is called the Asifa, when we determine the crop year. We turn to now Yudalit on the days, if you're in Ayiz Lahadar edition, in the Art Scroll. Hasivon, which is like Meisvei and Badli. Harei Pul HaMitzri, Sharei Shisha Zroem, V'Chamisha Asifa. Now, the Gro stops here. Meaning, he takes out the next few words and says, you don't need any fancy footwork. Hold on, let me just see. We have some. It's also in the Hagos Agro. If you, Moichik Kol HaMaimer, the Tonitz of a Garner, the Toch of an Inz of Maitre, you don't need any fancy footwork, according to the Gro. The Gro holds that the Kasha is from Kol HaMitzri, according to the Tanakhama. That's all. If you look at the Mishnah, the ubiquitous Pul HaMitzri that we'll be learning about for the next few blot Rav Shimon Shazuri says that Pul HaMitzri is like Oyer's V'doichin and Progen and Shum Shemin. The Tanakama though holds that by Pul HaMitzri you do go Basa Shlish. So, finished. It's a straightforward cash according to the Gra. So you have a Tanakama Shita, and you have the whole Cheshbon and Pul HaMitzri, and you see you don't care about the Pasuk, and you still go Basa Shlish, even though you're going to end up with the same 6 and 5. So that's all the whole cash was from the Tanakhama. So that's a very simple question. Pul HaMitzri according to the Tanakhama. But we're going to learn that with the Girsa that we have, which is the way the Marafulda learns it. And it's really the same question from Pul HaMitzri, but it's just enormously more complicated. You shall me. What do you want? Hasivon, Harei Pul HaMitzri, you do end up with 6 and 5. That cash is the same. But the Tani, when they end up with 6 and 5, if you remember, we're going to soon learn a long brisa, which is going to give us 6 cases of Pul HaMitzri and different dinim, how you determine the year of its maaser. The salient fact. What does that mean? Salient fact. What? Yeah. The point of Pul HaMitzri is that it's grown for its zera and for its yerek. It's like kitnius. Kitnius means really that the crop that you eat is the seed that's planted, and really all of tefuah is kitnius, so to speak, if we define it that way. Because you plant a wheat seed, and what grows? It grows as a shibboleth full of wheat seeds, and that's what you use, the seed. So that's what kitnius is. Yerakos is that green leaves grow, and that's the food of what you're planting. Then there's something called peros or adoma. This comes out from Rishonim and Brachos, the sixth parak. There's something called peros. It's like tomatoes, clays, things like that are peros. They're not yerakos. They don't grow green, leafy vegetables. That's a food type, I think, even by the goyim. Green leafy. That's really yerok, green leaves. And then you have peros or adoma, which is really things like tomatoes, peppers, all the gourds. What?
It's a carrot.
I'm not sure. I think they might be technically like kidneys. Because don't you plant? I don't know what you plant. I'm not sure what a bulb is. It's something called a bulb. Let's not get into it. Kaponim. Pul HaMitzri might be. Pul HaMitzri is, I don't know how unique it is. Could be there's a lot of things like Pul HaMitzri. But it has a unique din. Could be it's a very common unique din if you're a farmer. In other words, it's a crop that's grown both for its zera and for its yerek. So its classification is rather complicated. Okay. So we'll be learning like 6 cases of how the farmer planted Pul HaMitzri and how you determine its year in each of the 6 cases. Maybe we'll get to at least part of that brisa today. The very 6th case is the case where he planted it first for its yerek, and then for it changed his mind and went to zera, and then he changed his mind and went to yerek, and part of the crop was completely grown before Rosh Hashanah, and part of it was grown after Rosh Hashanah. It's like, it's a whole mishmash. So we saw last week, there's a very, very mechudish tikadin. So there's 2 issues. Okay, there's 2 issues. First of all, the maestras are mixed up. If it's year 2 and 3, and if it's year 5 and 6. So if the crop is last year's crop, it's maestras sheni. If it's the coming year's crop, it's maestras oni. If it's yerek, you follow lakita, and it's going to be maestras oni. And if it's either hashrasha, if it's hashrasha, if it's kitnius, and it's hashrasha like these, or we're talking now maybe it's a third of its growth. Right? So it might very well be the previous year. It might be, depending on what the point was and when it reached it. And also there's a problem of min b'she'en omino. I'm sorry. Shana zu and shana acheres. You can, even if you have 2 crops that are exactly the same, and even if you have year 1 and 2, which is maaser rishon and maaser sheni, same thing. Everything's the same. But ein ma'asrin mishana zu, Another reason why it's very important to determine what year crop it is pashut because it is din. It's not chal. If you take trumas and maestras from one year on to another year, it's not chal. Each year has its own trumas and maestras, even if it's the same maestrish and maestrasheni. So you're really messed up. There's a case of pulam mitzri where you can have the same crop growing, and part of it is last year, and part of it is this year, and it's also shana zu and shana acheres. Besides that, it might be different maestros, so it's a mess. So in that case, which is the sixth case of the brisa that we're going to be learning about, and we had this last week, there's a magical thing according to the Marafulda, at least it's magic, that you mix the whole crop together, stir well, and poof, it becomes the same year. It becomes one unit, one crop. And you could be, why?
Which year?
Oh, so the machlekes, another machlekes. We're going to learn, and I was confused last week, I admitted to it, I didn't have it clear. We're going to go with the Marafulda, that it's a suffix. Lagabi, if 1 year is Meiser Sheni, 1 year is Meiser Ani. No, you don't have a problem of Mishona al Chaverta. It's called one crop.
No one uses the quote in same crop, the wheat and the bean.
What? In this case, we're going to learn six cases of what farmers do. Now we're referring to the sixth case of the brisa. There's a brisa called the Pul HaMitzri brisa. And there's six cases how the farmer planted it, what he planted it for, when it grew, when it reached. Like, if you think this is not clear and complicated and odd, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to have to go through to the Pul HaMitzri brisa. The sixth case of the Pul HaMitzri brisa is the most complicated case, and the solution how to deal with this very confusing crop because of that particular case is called Tzoiver Gorno Lutocho Benimtza Ma'aser Mizaro Al Yarko Miyarko Al Zaro, which according to the Marafulda means you mix it all together, it magically becomes one crop. You're still not sure if it's that year two or year three. And therefore, if you're dealing with year one and two, or year four and five, you don't have a problem. Because you don't have the problem of Shana Zu and Shana Acheres, because it's called one crop. And it's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And if you're dealing with two and three, and five and six, so you have to take off Misafek, both Maasers. So, Marafulda describes exactly what you do. You take off Maaser Rishon, and then you take off Maaser Ani, and the Aniyim have to be poda and take it to Yerushalayim. They have to treat it as Sufik Maaser Sheni, Sufik Maaser Ani. But the point is, according to the Marafulda, we're going with the Marafulda, the point is it's one crop, and it has Sufik this year, Sufik next year. Or if you prefer, Sufik this year, Sufik last year. However you prefer. When this happens in year 6 and 7, this is how the Marafulda learns the Gemara's Kasha. When this happens when this complicated case occurs in year 6, 7, then the crop becomes a Noasifa crop. Because year 7, you remember, is called Noasifa. Because it has to be Shashvias, and you can't really use it, and maybe the Asifa has to be Shalom Kederech, right? That's how we said, that was the reason Chazal decided to go Basar Hashrasha by the Arias and Doichen, because or else you're going to have six and five, six Zerias and five Asifas, because year seven doesn't count. So the Gemara is asking, so according to the Gemara, the Gemara is asking a very simple kasha. Pull on Mitzri, Tanakama, you follow the third, and you don't care about the six and five business. Beautiful question. Going to the Marafulda, it's the same question, but enormously more complicated. We're pointing to the sixth case in the Brisa, and we're showing a case in Pul HaMitzri where the sixth year crop, not according to the Tanakama, we're going in Rav Shimon Shazuri, that half of it's treated like Oris V'doichin, but the other half is treated like Yerik, and it's a Suffolk which one, so you mix it up, you magically make it into one crop, and it gets the din, Misafek, at least, also, of year 7, Which means that the bottom line you're ending up is that the 6 year crop is getting dinei shvius. So that 6 year crop of Kol HaMitzri in this case is not having an asifa. So you're ending up with 6 and 5. And we don't seem terribly concerned about that. Now the reason you're puzzled, I hope, is for the same reason I'm puzzled, is that it's just one particular case. What's the big kasha? What we're saying is a principle. You have Arius and Doichen, and you're saying you go Basa Hashrasha, or else you're always going to be messed up, or almost always. Or at least the way the crop normally grows. It's not going to fit into the pasuk of six zrias or six asifas. But here, you're giving me a particular case of how the Kol HaMitzri crop is growing that year, and you're telling me he therefore, to avoid problems, will be tzoyver garno l'tocho. That will create a certain halachic reality. When that halachic reality is created, the Kol HaMitzri will now have only, will have six zrias and only five asifas. It's not a terribly fair kasha. It's a big deal. You found the case, but it's not a stira to the pasuk. The pasuk's a principle. So I don't have an answer. That's how the Marafuldot learns, that's how he learns. Trust me. That's how he learns. Maybe that's why the Gro did what he did, because it's like an enormously complicated question, and it's not all that schwer, because it's just one particular case. Unless you say, the only thing I was thinking, it commonly happens that way. But I don't know if you could say that. The Braisa gives you six scenarios of Kol HaMitzri, and this is the very last one. There's no implication in the Braisa that this is the most common one. So I really don't understand. I can't do any better than this. I didn't may haziv. If it would be shvius, I'm excusing myself. You can either accept it or not accept it. It's up to you. If it would be an Indian of Shemitah, I would crack my head to come up with a solution. But since it's not really the Indian of Shvius, it's about my Shvius, it's not. So I'm leaving it at this. Takashvara, I don't understand. That's what a Marafulda learns. Now, Marafulda has an interesting question and answer, which is very important. But to me, it makes the question even stronger. Marafulda says, what? Just ask the Kasha from Yerek. Every Yerek, you plant it in 1 year, and you go bustle Lakita. So every Yerek is 6 and 5. Right? In years, in Shemitah, you don't plant. So there's no Asifa in year number 1. And you're always planting it, and the Asifa apparently is, and the Lakita. By Yerek, you call it Lakita. The Lakita is the next year. That's what he says. So why didn't we ask Kakasha from every Yerek? That you go Basa Lakita, which, if you learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it usually makes it the next year, Taka. Now I'm thinking. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you see that going by Yerek Basa Lakita always makes it like Misaseres Lashana Haba. That's even the Lashon. That a Yerek is Misaser Lashana Haba, the year after it's planted. So the Marafulda says, like, why don't we just guess from every Yerek? Every Yerek is 6 and 5. So he answers as follows. Let me read it inside. That's a good way. Well, too much outside.
Why isn't this first year counted as the first year?
The first year there's no Asifa, because there was no Zeriya in the Shemitah year. Because he didn't plant any Yerakos in the 7th year.
Lakita
is always the year after the plant. Yeah. So I'm going to read it inside. We're doing a little too much outside. Maybe it's good to read a little inside. If you have the Marafolda, I don't know what. I think everybody's ending up with the article. I see. Okay. It's good for business. What we call here. Soon, in Mirza Hashem, in another 3, could be by pace of time, you're going to have the Hebrew first volume of Shvius, which in many ways, many sugyas will have different pshat. In fact, the pshat I just said is not in the English art scroll. The English art scroll went in what I just said over. I think it went with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat, which is somewhat different. I'm going with the Marafulda, which was the Hebrew art scroll. The team decided to go with the Marafulda. So, I'm not 100% sure. So you might not find this in English. will be called, maybe, I'm not sure. Certainly the tzoyba garna l'tocho on him, again. Anyway, but if you, the Hebrew is going to be, it's a show, it'll be out in a month, I hope, before Pesach. Maybe. Depends on, how you say a shabbos. What? You want to know when there will be a Hebrew Chelek Sheni?
No, English.
The English Chelek Sheni exists already. In fact, there's one over there in that small little bookcase. But it exists already. When we call Yerik the Alma like Kashi Allah, tomorrow Fulda says, the Motzul Lehen Asmachta, the Tam Leilich Buach Alekitosa, Kadiyama B'Samach. We're about to show a Pasuk. If it's not a full-fledged Rasha, it's an Asmachta the Alma. So we have a source. We didn't arbitrarily flip a coin and say Lakita by Yerakos. There's a source to go Basel Lakita. So there's a source, so we're not going to care about this 6-6 implication. We're going to go with the source, which directly tells us what year to follow. Avul Ba'oires, but Oires is like arbitrary. Chazal apparently just decided to go Basash Rasha. So we're asking why. So we're saying, you know why? Because not going Basash Rasha will come into conflict with the implication of this pasuk of 6 and 6. Avul ba'oyrus v'chulu kasha. My time ahochu achar ashrasha v'lo yachar shlish. Oh, because of lo chomish asifos kasha pul hamitzri. Oh, I'm sorry. I said this makes the questionnaire even stronger. I got a little mixed up. I think this is the answer to the question we asked. What did we ask according to the Marafolda? The question really doesn't make sense. You have it, it's a case. You say, I have a case. It's a big deal. You know, we're talking about principles. The Teretz is, Teretz is the Marafolda is saying, what did the Marafolda just say? Why didn't we ask him every year, Yerik? She says, because Yerik, we know what you do. But when Chazal decided to do something and it seems arbitrary, and you're telling me the reason is it shouldn't come into conflict to this pasuk, so I have, now I can point to a case already. I'm suggesting this. According to the Marafolda, the question is really, you're telling me Chazal arbitrarily went Basa Hashrasha, so it shouldn't come into conflict with the pasuk. But in Saiva Garna Latoko, they also did something somewhat arbitrary. They decided you should mix it together and it should magically have the din of one crop and it should be a suffix which year, this year or that year. I have come to the conflict with the pasuk. Now, if the principle, according to the Marafolda, we're asking Akasha on Zaira, on Rav Zaira, who didn't like Chazal's arbitrary pick because it comes into the conflict of the pasuk that says 6-6. So here they also did something. You hear? Here also the Rabbanon did something, established a kavius of a year which comes into conflict with the 6-6 implication. So good, it's not as all-encompassing as every Oiruz V'doichet crap, but it's still a question on Chazal's choice of what to do when it comes into conflict with this pasuk. So when I saw that the Marafolda has this question and answer, I felt better about the Gemara of the Marafolda. When they're just learning the Gemara and you're learning Oyveh, like they had to go Basa Hashrasha because there's a conflict with this pasuk. So you say, here, so you found me a case. It's not so fair if you found me a case. But you see from this Shakuntari and the Marafolda that the Kasha has a somewhat different knach. The knach is, we have no problem if something's din ends up with 6-5. You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's not that big, it's not that heavy gzeiras hakosav that you can't end up that way. If you have a different source that says you go basel lakita by Yerek, so we'll follow that source. The question is why Chazal chose something in a case where they have the ability to choose. Why did they choose something? You're saying, Zaira, that they didn't choose something which conflicts with the implication of this pasuk. Oh, here they did. This is also a pretty arbitrary choice of Chazal. What you do with Pulam Mitzri in such and such a case. and they decided to do something, and it didn't bother them that it conflicts with the pasuk of 6 and 5. Oh. So that's what I thought, that the Marafulda, maybe thanks to that question and answer, maybe the Gemara is not as schwer as I thought. Okay, am I being clear? I hope I'm being fair. Certainly being more clear than I was last week. Yeah, did I make any?
Did you say that again?
Yeah. What was bothering me? Rav Zeira seems to say, if you go bus a third, it's a problem. This pasuk. So that's why you go bus a hashrasha, the Pulam Mitzvah. We ask Akasha from Pulam Mitzvah. So according to the Gra, it's a beautiful question. We're asking from Pulam Mitzvah according to the Tanakhama, where you have that exact scenario. Pulam Mitzvah, you go bus a third, and you end up with 6 and 5. Boom. Straightforward question. Marafulda has up a whole complicated case number 6 of the Pulam Mitzvah Braisa. And because of the complex mitzius of that case, so it turns out you have 6 and 5. I'm not going through that whole thing. So the Gemara has 6 and 5. So that's very strange, you know, because it's just one particular case and it happens to come out like that. So that's a kasha. Here we're talking about how to be kaveya the year of Pulham of Arius Vidoichin. So you say you don't want it to be so that possible. Here you have episode case that it comes out like that. Like Maharaj. So I was very bothered by that. Now I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, because the Marafulda has a certain question and answer, I think I have an answer to that question. What's Marafulda? Marafulda asks the question, why don't we ask Akasha from every Yerik? You go Basel Akita. Every Yerik is 6 and 5. So the Marafulda answers, that's not really a question. We don't really care if something's din is, we learn out Yerik from a pasuk, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. I at 6 and 5, it's not that heavy a drosha. I'm in, you know, our Fulda doesn't say, you know. It's not that heavy a din, you know. So if it comes out, but the real question of the Gemara is, because, the real point of the Gemara is, because here Chazal had a certain freedom to decide what to do. Because there is no source what to do. So they had a freedom. So Rav Zeira is saying, they had the freedom to choose what to do, they're not going to do something that's going to come into conflict with the implication of the 6 and 6 puzzle. Frek the Gemara, here's a case where Chazal had the freedom to decide what to do, and you see they didn't care that it's a kasha for the puzzle of 6 lives. Oh, that's a good question. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy about that. Okay. Okay, let's go by. We're finished looking for sources. We found 2 sources. Today we learned 1. Last week we learned the first. For the Mishnah's din, that there are minim that you go Basar Hashrosha. Now, it makes sense to me because the Eric is going to be a direct lima that you go Basul Akita. The 6 and 5 is already like, it's not a direct lima. It's if you follow this, you run into a problem. Okay, now we're going to learn Minayan Shehilchu. We're on the 4th line on Yudalan Amud Beis, and now the Gemara indeed is asking Minayan Shehilchu B'Yerek Bishas or Mishas or Achar Lekitoso Yisura. Okay. The Rishas takes out the word Yisuro. Minayin Shilchu B'Yerek Mishas Lekitoso. Or, yeah, what's the source of, Kitzel, what's the source of going Basel Lekita B'Yerek? The Gemara answers, Ba'ospecha, we're back to that Pasuk. Ba'ospecha, Migarnecha U'miyikvecha. Now in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, we have the same drasha. It's a little more clear there, and in Rashi. Rashi there speaks out. I'm reading, I wrote it down on my paper. It's in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Kol ba'ospecha migarnecha miyikvecha is kol ha'asifos shelcha, all of your gatherings, meaning dinei ma'isris, should be learnt out, or should be similar to, and then migarnecha miyikvecha. Should be like Gurin and Yekev. And now we pick up the words of the Yerushalmi, Ma Goren V'Yekev Shehein Chayin Mimei Shona She'ovro and Atomahalech Behem L'She'ovar V'Elu, but these, meaning Yerokos, Hoel V'Hein Chayin Mimei HaShona Habo Atomahalech Behem Labo. So the Marafulda says as follows. He says, let's say Tvua. So there may, you plant them in a certain year, and they grow a third that year, and that's when it becomes Roy Lachila, when it grows a third. And apparently, so like their main growth, like if you would cut it down after it's a third grown, so nothing else would grow. China, this is the way the Mefarshim explain it. So nothing else would grow. So that means like the main, it became Roy Lachila in from the rains, from the nutrition, from the rains of Shona She'ovra. So that's what determines it, the Shlish Gidlit. Mashenk and Yerokos, I don't know what this means really. Maybe you'll help me out. All the Mefarshim say this. If you cut down Yerokos, they grow again. What grows again? I'm not sure. Meaning, I guess, let's say, what's your rock close? Lettuce. If you cut the crop, so you'll get another crop then. It'll grow again. Marafulda's lashon is, and it's Rashi and Rosh Hashanah also. Sharei gozuzim olsam v'hein chayzvin ugedele.
When you cut
wheat, nothing, you finish.
Wheat and barley have all the shots to see that you cut a third.
It doesn't grow back.
What doesn't grow? It works like this. That shibboleth that comes out of the ground. It's not like a root shoot. The thing falls off, flower falls off, and something grows right here. It's actually something that climbs up the stalk and starts at the bottom. And after a shlish, up to a shlish, that thing's below the shlish. So you can cut it to the top, and you didn't ruin your seed pod. But once it's grown, it's just cut off your most shibboleths.
Nothing else will grow.
Well, I know.
That's what it's saying. Yeah, the main growth of the crop is the year that it brings a third, and it therefore its sustenance and growth is from the rains of the third year of that year, and therefore we follow the year that it grew a third. But by Yerokos, the Mefarshim say, even if you cut it, it will grow again.
Yeah, because if you cut this stem and it grows up on it, it's not that you ruined now, that you lost it.
So I don't know, I just don't know the metzias. I'm talking about, let's say, a lettuce. I don't know. Lettuce. I think of Yerokos, I think of lettuce. I don't know, cabbage. So I don't know how it grows. So you cut it, and you get, let's say, a third of its growth you cut, and then it grows again? I guess so. That's what it's saying. Who? What does he say?
He explained that Shana Shama, he said that wheat, it grows before the third, before the winter rains come. Like he was saying, he didn't plant wheat right at the beginning of the winter.
Before the winter rains come.
And he says it grows the third, before the winter.
But the Gemara wants to make the point that grows on May Shana Shehot. No, but Adarabba. Something. We want to say why you follow the year in which it grew a third of its growth.
For the
year? No. Yerik Gobosul Akita. The Gemara is saying as follows. Let me say the words of the Gemara. That by Tvua, you follow a third of its growth. Shehin Chayim Mimei Shana She'avra. Because they're sustained from the waters of the past year. The year of the third, though, it has to be. Talking about. I don't know when last year is. Fine, okay. That I understand. Well, not last, this year. The year it's planted. The year it grows a third in. The Gemara's words are that the Gemara is explaining why it makes sense to follow when it grew a third, because it's sustained by the rains of the year in which it grew a third. Let me stay focused on the point. The point is that Yerukos will grow again. So Yerukos are sustained from the waters of the coming year. The only thing I don't understand, vegetables, let me read Vatsko. Vegetables will grow again even if they are picked after reaching a third of their maturity. So I guess that's true. Apparently the water they absorb before reaching a third of their maturity is not so critical, and they are nourished as well by whatever water they received after that point. Therefore, even if they reach a third of their maturity before Rosh Hashanah, they are not assigned to the past year, but rather to the year in which they are picked. Those are the words of the Gemara. And that's the Gemara Fulden. That's what we're going to understand. I just wanted to understand the Metzius. You cut down, a cabbage grows a third, and you cut it down. So it'll sprout again? So that's, wheat won't. Okay? Cabbage will. Fairs in the Gemara. It grew a third of its growth and you cut it down. Marafulda, but wait, it's also Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Wait, it's Kedai. If it's a Rashi, hold on. Let me get the Rashi. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The drasha is just as clear in Bavli. It's not like the crazy Yerushalmi. Well, let me read from the Bavli. So, Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drasha in here. Ba'aspucha mi garnacho mi yikvecha. Right? Ba'aspuch Rashi. Mi kan somchul chacham am lekvayos man maiser yerek. Acha lekita. That's an asmachta, because Rashi is going, it's with the Rabbanan anyway. Kol osif shalcha yiek kitrumas garen v'yekev. Shalcha behem toira achar shona shaviyah shlish. Hare shaholcha b'en achar shona shegodlu b'meimeha shehavos shlish shehem higdi lason ki meyosa shoh ruyuli kutzer b'dochak. This here we understand, right? It grew a third of its growth. From then you could cut it and you'll have food from it, whatever. And it grew from the rains of that year. So that's its year. And that's why you go be'ilim b'sachanota, because also it's that year that it's growing from.
I don't understand when two ever goes into 2 years. I mean, you plant the attachment,
you put it in the place. When does it get to a certain? Summer wheat. Yotze Yerukos, Shegedelin al Meishona Haboa, Vahainu Shnas Likitosa, Shaharei Gozes in Osa, Vihi Choseres u Gedela. Let me see what the article says there. Sheheim holcha v'tzomchem mikol geshomim sheyashku osam at sheyaku. They will grow from, they will get sustenance and grow from any rain that comes until you totally uproot it. V'yem gozizim osam, I guess that's not uprooted when you just cut it. Heim chozrim u'gedelim. Okay, what I'm getting out of the Gemara is that maybe the default would be to go basal lakita. Now, if it's always going to grow until you finally make that final uprooting, so it's always getting nourished from the rains of when you cut it down. But that's the chilek it's making. By wheat, the main growth is, let's say, a third. And when you cut it after a third, it won't grow anymore. So that means its main sustenance, its main yanika, is from the rains of the year in which it reached the third. This we all agree on. This is logical. Mashenken Yerukos, so what does Rashi say? Since, sounds better than Marfol to me. What does Rashi say? In Rosh Hashanah, the Yud Aleph, if you want to look it up. Since it'll grow again after you cut it. So, So the article explains it here in Yerushalmi that since it, the water they absorb before reaching a third of their maturity is not so critical. They're nourished by whatever water they receive as it grows. So then you'll go bustle Lakita, because then you'll follow the rains of the year of the Lakita. That's what it's saying. You'll follow the rains of the year of the Lakita by Tvua, and by apparently, I don't know, olives, grapes. You see, if you cut it down after a third, it's not going to grow anymore. So you see, the main rains are the rains of the previous year, of the year in which it grew a third. So you'll follow the year in which it grew a third. The din is you follow the year in which it grew a third. Mashenk and Yerakos, the rains are always giving something to the plant. It's always growing. And it's always growing. If you would cut it, it would continue to grow. So the rains of the next year are also doing something for it. You see, it would even grow a whole new plant, apparently, if you cut it down. That's what that it says. I don't know that it says. The Rashi says it. We're not talking about magic. I'm sure if you called up a farmer's house now, he'll say, "Yeah, you idiot. Of course that happens. Don't you know? You cut it down and it grows another. As long as the bulb is still on the ground, I don't know, as long as the root is still on the ground, it'll continue to grow. By wheat, not because there's nothing there. It's not magic, maybe it's just the metzius of wheat, there's nothing there. If there grows a third, like you said, you cut it down, so you're left with nothing. You're left with a stalk of straw. And by yerakos, you're left with the part of the plant that's taka matzmiach. So what's the Gemara saying? So then all the rains are critical. So you follow the year of the rains in which you cut it down. Because everything was critical all along. That's the good Gemara saying. That's the drasha. It's in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Haglili, and it's this drasha here in Yerushalayim. Okay, we're going to stop here. Now, I don't understand what Felix is saying. Obviously, the Gemara is saying, explaining why you follow the year of the